You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Next Level Living. What's up, Chris? How you feeling?
What's up? I'm good. I am elated at this very moment. How y'all doing?
No doubt. Man, amazing. We coming up on our year anniversary, and I'm just trying to figure out why Mike has the Waldorf Astoria robe on. Help me understand why you got the robe on, my brother. Talk to me.
I want to know why somebody's running in your background, but that's something that Mikey would say. You know, that's like Mikey commentary, but I know that you didn't call for Mikey yet. I'm going to just give you Mike response. So my thing for this is like, I just want to let you know that coming up on a year, I feel different. Like, I feel special. Like, this is not a regular day. I don't want people to look at me and think that this episode is like a normal episode, y'all. This episode is going over all of these different experiences. We coming up on so much different moments and memories. I couldn't take this as a regular day, man. I had to go royal with this, man. This is royal treatment right now. We giving them jewels today. That's where the robe came from, bro. Yeah.
And then okay. You giving them jewels, and then Jewel was in the background. Okay, this must be a gem story.
Is that who that was?
My name is Crystal. Hey.
Oh, for sure. That's baby girl. Yeah, so look, man. So I want to just first start off by saying, you know, thank you to all of our supporters, to all of our listeners, to all of our viewers, all the next levelers out there, man. Can we just like sound a little horn, show them some energy, show them some love. Yes. Shout out to everybody that's been so rocking with us, that's been tapped in with us 10 minutes later, but appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all already know, bro. Y'all already know I'm going to call it out because our listeners, so D, get on there, bro. Let's run that back one more time, man. They deserve better than that. Yo, shout out. It's been a whole year, man. It's been a whole year of people listening, rocking with us. Shout out to everybody that's been watching it on YouTube. Now, you're a little early. I'm going to set you up. Shout out to everybody that's watching on YouTube, that's been listening on Spotify or Apple. Man, shout y'all out right now. Holla at your boy.
Oh my gosh. We love y'all. Oh my gosh.
Hey, I can't wait till this podcast is over.
Back. Bro, we two
You're
minutes
a fire.
In.
You are ready.
Okay.
I can't stop laughing. This is a problem. Okay.
But really, man, you know, it's been a whole year. You know, a lot of times we were in person. And then, you know, Mikey got the Rona and Crystal got it. I think I got it. And so we was like, man, let's just take this thing to virtual for just a minute. And, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. I figure in this episode, you know, we could talk about, you know, some of our top moments, you know, and ladies first. Yeah, that was,
oh my
that,
God.
Y'all remember that back
What
day?
Is that? What
I
is that?
The, I got the laughing bug. I don't know, because this is
okay.
A mess. Okay, let me get myself
Giggles.
Together.
Chris, you first. Tell me okay. One of your favorite moments from this last year. Talk to me.
Dr. Giggles.
So wow. I think my favorite moment has to be the episode where we talk about, or the episodes where we talk about forgiveness. Because I've sent
Ooh,
that
Mike
clip.
Is struggling in those episodes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've sent that clip favorite. To so many people. What'd you say?
I said, I'm surprised this one's your favorite.
You know, it was a heated one, but it actually influences so many people. When I share it with them, they give me their feedback. We talk about what forgiveness really is, what it means. And, you know, there are some things that are more forgivable and easier to forgive than others. And then some relationships have been repaired just from the conversation of forgiveness. And then also like walking in that kind of a mindset of, you know what, I'm just going to forgive this and I'm not going to let it weigh me down has helped me get to my next level. So I would have to say that is a highlight for me. One of the highlights, I mean, aside from all the goofy moments and the jokes, but one of the most impactful moments for me so far.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Big Mike, what about you, man? Tell me one of your favorite moments from the previous episode.
That was a moment that I actually was waiting to speak on. I'm gonna talk about D1. Me and D1 had a moment where we both noticed. Well, I noticed that he had the WWJD bracelet on. What would Jesus do? And I had been real intentional on the plane about switching out my bracelets with other people that was wearing the same thing as a way of witnessing without actually talking about it, but just kind of being on the same page. And me and him exchanging bracelets and actually switching out ours, our different colors, I thought that was a pretty dope moment. And it happened after the scenes, but we spoke about it during the podcast. So being able to switch that out with my bro, I thought that was pretty dope. So that was probably one thing that I would have to kind of bring up after the forgiveness episode, which actually was probably one of my top moments, mainly because I struggled with it and it took me a while to kind of come to grips with the truth that you all were saying to me and realizing I was passionately mistaken about some of the things that I had been practicing in my life. The moment with D1 was up there for me, man.
And I think what also made that forgiveness episode so heavy is that that time in your life, like you were in the position when you needed forgiveness too. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like...
Nope.
Huh?
Nah.
Wait, he's serious though.
He's Crystal, like he's serious, but I'm not disagreeing with him as a joke. I'm disagreeing with him as myself. Seriously. That's not what made it deeper for me. What made it deeper is because I have a spirit of vindictiveness. What did I say?
Right.
Vindictiveness. Mercy. When I feel like I haven't done somebody wrong and they have taken advantage of my genuineness or kindness toward them. And so that's why the forgiveness thing was so tough for me. The other part that Jay was talking about was just a coincidence during the time. Hmm.
You know what? The other part, just real quick. Mm-hmm. There was another part of one of the episodes where you got a compliment, and I think that was probably one of my favorite compliments. They said you look like Ghost, and that Tracy was on that episode, and she said you look like Ghost. Remember that?
What are you doing right now? Like
that was one of my highlights that I laugh at. Like, I go back to it, and it's like
the only reason you're doing this right now is so that you can follow up. You just want Jay to be himself right now and tell me that I look like Forrest Whitaker, bro. Like that dude said, I look like Forrest Whitaker, bro. Like honestly, bro, I've never been so ready to quit a show. So, and I just started. I was like, how in the world? I ain't even made it to my first 2 weeks yet. How do you put in your 2 weeks before your first 2 weeks? This is ridiculous. Bro. Like that. And if y'all go back and y'all see this part, I can tell you exactly when I realized the shade was coming in. He was just like, yeah, she did. He said he looked like Ghost. It was either Ghost or Forrest Whitaker. And I was I was in the process of laughing so hard I missed it. It wasn't until I watched it back that I realized how disloyal Jay was. He was like, yeah, it was either Ghost or Forrest Whitaker. And I heard Tracy saying, what?
That's not true.
And I was like, why is she saying that? And when I looked back, I said, my goodness.
I said not. I said he does not. Yeah,
that was your second time.
Look like Forrest
Whitaker.
That
was the second time. You know what?
Yeah. No, but I remember very vividly the episode on forgiveness. And it was so heavy, we had to have a two-part. Remember, Chris? Like we had to come back and revisit it because we share some things that was like where Mike was really like, yo, I never saw it like this. And then he was really struggling eternally. And I believe, and we could disagree, but I do believe that a part of that was because of what he had going on, like in his, you know, in his personal life, you know, and kind of being on the other end, like needing that forgiveness, but then also knowing, but I know how I feel and I can be vindictive and I might not want to lend forgiveness. So I understand like those members that was warring inside of him during that time, but which really made that a very, where y'all at? I can't see y'all, but really made y'all a very impactful episode, man. I thought that one was deep. My favorite one was definitely, I had two with Tracy. And for me, man, just when we had one that just talked about how we built, you know, what we built. And then another one we talked about, you know, our relationship, you know, for me, those were two of my favorite ones because she doesn't come on camera often and she had all the jokes. It was some shade, Mike. She threw your way. You ain't even catch, bruh. Like my wife is actually, when it comes to humor, is quite brilliant. And so those were some of my favorite moments. And D1, I mean, having him on, I think we only brought on two guests. Tracy ain't really a guest, right? But I think D1, but that interview with him was super dope. And I think we're gonna do more interviews in the future. Mm-hmm. Yep, I really enjoyed it. What have you learned about yourself, Chris, in this last year doing these podcasts? Like what areas have you grown in?
I definitely went back and watched the first episode. And in the first episode, I was talking about protecting kind of like boundaries and having the space to really be able to take care of me and myself and mental health and all that stuff. And then I watched the episode we did like last month where I was like, yep, nope, it's all work. I've learned that nothing is ever just constant. It's, you have to consistently check yourself into being your better self, because it's like, how did I start like this and then somehow let the world pull me the way it wanted me to go? And so then it was like, after that conference, I got tapped back in and I said, you know what? I have to keep checking myself, because every day I change. Even if you think you know yourself so well, every day you change. Every day you accumulate new knowledge. You have a new like ways of thinking. And so I have to keep tapping back in with myself. And that's one thing I learned. It's like, I can't just think because I know at one time I know forever. No. I got to keep training that muscle. I got to keep training those practices that I know make me the better version of myself. So that's one thing I learned about myself, just even tracking the progress and tracking all the conversations we've had and knowing how I've changed in my way of thinking throughout all of them.
So if I could give you one more thing, in addition to learning that and tracking that, but then also setting boundaries, because you said something deep. You said, man, how did I allow the world to pull me wherever they wanted me to go? Because you didn't set boundaries, right? Yeah. And so I think that next level for you is saying, no, Crystal's going to prioritize Crystal. You are one of the most selfless, loving persons. You know, you'll go to bat for somebody in a heartbeat. But when you say in this new season, I'm not going to be as accessible, I'm going to start saying no more often, and I'm going to take more time for me, that's going to eliminate the world being able to pull you. Let me tell you something about this world. This world will come and get you. You feel me? Like, it's so easy. Like, people, the average human is not thinking like, I wonder what Mike and Krista, man, people ain't thinking that with me. They just pulling me. They calling me. I will sit here and look at that phone ring and be like, nope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do it. And so I think for you, that next level is really setting those boundaries. So even if the world tries to pull you to the left or right, you'd be like, no, no, no. You know what I'm saying? You agree?
What's that accent? Hold on.
No. Mike, what about you, bro? What areas, what ways have you grown besides that big old thick beard, my boy? I see you.
The first episode, you look like Jeremy.
That's true. I did. Jay, we had the same goatee, bro. That's all she's saying, man.
Okay.
Like, don't get so offended, bro. Don't get so offended, Jay.
My first thought was, why are you complimenting Mike? Like, but yeah, go ahead, big dog.
Oh my gosh.
Who are you, bro? Like, who are you, man? Like, what is
happening? That's my question, bro.
Y'all, man, like, honestly, man, like, can I keep it 100 with y'all? Like, I had to stop rewatching a lot of episodes that we did, man. I realized how therapeutic these episodes were for me and how transparent I was on a lot of episodes. And it's really hard for me to watch some stuff back. Like, I give y'all so much of me in terms of transparency and vulnerability that when I watch it back, it's like I'm like taken back by watching it. Like, I'm almost like I'm half embarrassed. Because I'm private about a lot of the stuff. I'm half like shocked that I opened up about certain stuff. And then it's almost the feeling of where doing the right thing don't feel good. Mm-hmm. But I message back and forth with some of our listeners, and so many people are growing because of some of these moments, and it's helping some other people do it. And it's just a reminder of what I do it for. I never did it for exposure or for popularity. I did it to connect with the person who didn't feel confident enough to speak on it themselves. I looked past myself or how I may look at it in the future, looking at myself in retrospect. And I thought about the person who may be going through the same thing that I either am going through or struggling with something that I struggle with, and helping them unlock that person inside of them that actually deserves to see the light, rather than burying the person that they've been hiding for so long. And so I think for me, the most impactful thing is just having courage, man. Cause I get scared too. Like, I get afraid to just be real, but I can't allow the fear of being real keep me from having an opportunity to grow in those moments. And that was for the forgiveness episode for me. And that was countless other episodes, even breaking down with Jay. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Jay cry myself in as long as we've been friends. And I don't think you've ever seen me cry, but bro, like, going through the whole episode talking about Brian, like, it was none of those opportunities was planned. Like, what, like it, but it hit me, you know what I'm saying? And I also realized how much I had been bottling in, trying not to feel what I felt, and it all for it to all come out on camera. Man, it's probably one of the most impactful things, because his life, his legacy is always in me. I'm always reminded of who he is, you know what I'm saying? Like, of what he stood for and what he represented. And so I think it's just so many things, man.
Yeah. 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 Nope. I love it, man. You know, for me, you know, I'm constantly looking, even moving forward, like, what new things can we do? What adjustments can we make? Like, how can we get better to add, you know, even more value to the people? You know, how can we step up, you know, our game up when it comes to the production and the quality, and then us being together more often? Like, I'm constantly thinking, like, you know, what can we do to put out the best product in this season? And I really feel like that's like the fabric, you know, of my life. Like, I'm always like, okay, that was cool. Like, what next? What can we do more? It's like the always grateful, never settle model. And so, you know, I think what I learned about myself, like, I already know that I was very opinionated when it came to a few things. Mike ends up bringing out the silliness in me. I promise y'all, I'd be like super locked in and focused and a very stern and locked in mean guy. But Mike just brings out the gag Google in your boy. You know what I'm saying? The cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I can't explain it, Nick. I be good, Nick. And Mike done brought out all the, he be picking on me, man. And I fall for his tactics all the time. And when he says, my guy, I be thinking like, Lord have mercy. That right there, like, Judas has stabbed me in the back. But yet I rise. Yet I rise, bro. You know, and I'm committed to it. I'm not going to let you hold me down. I'm not going to let you say.
Hey, yo, what is going on in this place? Yo,
we got to have like a BS meter that like goes off like during the episode to just like, beep, 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 like Jay's on it again. Like, he's wilding. Okay.
Right.
That's wild.
It's been good, man. And definitely want to thank, you know, you, Mike, and you, Crystal, for just really availing yourselves. Shout out to our whole team, man. Shout out to my man, Eddie Villar. Y'all know I got to meet Eddie here in Atlanta for the 360 Man Conference. It was such an honor to meet him. He's our sound engineer behind the scenes that helped us get things right. Shout out to everybody that's been taking this journey with us. Shout out to Q. Shout out to my brother, Daryl Prince, and just everybody that's kind of just been a part of, you know, making this podcast mm-hmm. what it is. And shout out to you all, you know, to all of you listeners, to all of you supporters, to all of you who subscribed and downloaded it, to all of y'all following the Instagram page. Like, yo, there would be no Next Level Living podcast if it wasn't for our Next Level community. So shout out to you all, man. And I promise you one thing, we're going to do our best and we're going to work super hard to be able to come out and produce the best, you know, product. You know what I'm saying? We are part of the Resonance Network. So shout out to the Resonance Network. And yeah. we want to really put out the best quality, the best product to add the most value to your lives. And so, you know, bear with us as we make some tweaks and as we go to the next level. And we'll see y'all at the top, man. Let's get it. Appreciate y'all.
Yes.